1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head aside and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since your living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but I still be 2 days still. I'm sorry. Oh, mate, I completely messed that up. I tried to give you a good intro, like I always do, singing some bangers from back in the 90s, but apparently Grace and Green failed this week, but it has been 1 week since you listened to Curiosity Suplex the Cat. I am back, and I'm back better than ever. We have got some breaking news coming up on different podcasts coming up this week, which we are super excited, super, super excited to be revealing soon. So I'm excited. I'm sitting here. It's early morning. I'm excited. I can't wait for Johnny to be back on the podcast. We've got WrestleFest DXB coming up, which is on the 14th and the 21st of October, which are going to be two complete bangers. So you got to wait for that. You're going to see Johnny and Grayson there doing live commentary. Bang, 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 bang. The best commentary team in the world. You know it. We know it. Everyone knows it. Let's get into Curiosity Suplex the Cat. And we're going to be again on the 2nd of September 2000 after Vince Russo vacated the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. He had won 7 days prior on Nitro. Booker T defeated Jeff Jarrett to win the vacant title. The match was a San Francisco 49ers match, which saw the belt and three mystery items held in boxes on poles in each corner of the ring. I don't know what to think about that. The first thing I think is San Francisco 49ers. That is Grayson's team. Grayson has been a fan since day one, since coming out the womb wearing a 49ers helmet because his dad put it on him and went, mate, you'll support everything red. You'll support Liverpool. You'll support the 49ers. I'm not sure what else is red, but you'll support those two teams. So I'm not sure what I think. It's mystery boxes on poles in each corner of the ring. So I might have to go back and watch that one as well. WWE Network. I had a few DMs saying, listen, there's a certain application that provides you the WWE Network in Dubai, but I want the proper WWE Network bang here. Just like Disney came and went, United Arab Emirates, this Asian Middle East region, we're going to give you Disney Channel. We're going to give it to you in that region. You don't need a VPN anymore. You don't need any of that. We're going to give it to you. WWE, get your act together, guys. I want to see it here. You've got so many fans in the Middle East. Just deliver it. Give it to us because we'll create content. Everyone's going to create content. It's going to be wild. Anyway, notable birthdays on this day. Juan Akiyama, Yokozuna El Dandy, Waldo Von Erich, and Paul Bosch. The 3rd of October 2005, Monday Night Raw returned to its original home, the USA Network, after 5 years broadcasting on Spike TV, formerly TNN. The show was titled Raw Homecoming. It was the first ever 3-hour Raw and had triple main event. Edge defeated Matt Hardy to retain his Money in the Bank contract in the ladder match. Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels fought to a 2-all draw in a 30-minute IMM match. And in the last match of the night, John Cena defeated Eric Bischoff in a no disqualification WWE Championship match. You know, I would normally go back and watch some of these shows. That one, no thank you. Notable wrestling birthdays for today. John Morrison, Daddy Basham, and Bullet Bob Armstrong, 1939. Wow, we're taking it back there. And quickly moving on to the 4th of October. If you think we're taking it back, we're going to take it back a little bit further than 2005. We are going back to 1975 and the one, the only, woo! Ric Flair was amongst passengers involved in a plane crash on approach to Wilmington Airport in North Carolina. The plane contained Ric Flair, Davy Crockett, Bob Bruggers, Tim Mr. Wrestling Woods, and Johnny Valentine's. Although none of the wrestlers passed away, the pilot, Joseph Michael Farkas, slipped into a coma and died 2 months after the incident. Valentine suffered injuries that confined him to a wheelchair for the rest of his life, and Flair famously suffered from a broken back. Multiple doctors implored him to retire from the ring. Instead, he returned to action 8 months later. Notable wrestling birthdays for today is Emi Sukara, Chris Ibis Park, Bobby Fulton, Linda McMahon, and Chief J Strongbow. Not sure if that's a Strongbow that I drink on weekends, but it might be. Maybe it's named after him, Chief J Strongbow, 1928. If you created that starter, mate, thank you very much. I've had a good few nights if you've created that Strongbow. 5th of October, 1997. WWE presented In Your House, Bad Blood, Bad with a double D, from Kiel Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The event became a landmark in wrestling history, featuring Shawn Michaels facing The Undertaker in the first ever Hell in a Cell match. The finish to this brutal classic contest, ultimately Michaels won the bout and became number one contender to the WWF World Championship. He would receive his title shot the following month at Survivor Series in Montreal against Bret the Hitman Hart. The bout, however, famously saw the debut of one of the most enduring characters in wrestling history. Do you know who it is? It's a very famous one for about people my age. Oh my God, it's Kane! Long teased as the Undertaker's secret little brother by Paul Bearer, the newcomer directly led to the finish of the match by ripping the door from the cell and tombstoning his brother, allowing HBK to get his win. Do you reckon that's up there with the top three debuts of all time? My favorite debut of all time is always going to be Y2J. That hit me. I was like, this is the best. The build up, the Tritontron, the countdown, break the walls down, and interrupting the best guy on the mic at the time, Rocky Maivia, aka The Rock. It's unbelievable, that debut, but this is up there. I would say this is up there with my top three. Let me know what you think in the comments below, because I would love to hear your thoughts. Notable wrestling birthdays for the day: Jacqueline Wild, Sago Tagaki, and Terry Reynolds. Had a little bit of a crush when I was young on Terry Reynolds, but that's another story. Anyway, 6th of October 1999, Gorilla Monsoon unfortunately passed away due to complications brought on by diabetes at the age of 62. Monsoon's real name, Robert James Morella, was one of the most riveted personalities in the history of the company. The Hall of Famer was famed wrestling turned commentator and backstage administrator, famously from manning the desk right behind the entrance curtain to give the last minute directions and timing to wrestlers. The very position would eventually be named the Gorilla Position as a tribute to the icon. We've heard that a lot. The Gorilla Position, we know what that position is. If you're a wrestling fan, if you're not really a wrestling fan, but maybe just a part-time watcher, we all know what the Gorilla Position is. It's a famous position right behind the curtain. What a great accolade. What a great way of WWF, WWE, and the wrestling community to pay tribute to one of the monsters, one of the best people of wrestling. Gorilla Position, you'll always be remembered. Thank you for the memories. Fallout Boy, if you know that. Wrestling birthdays for today is Afa Jr., Dixie Carter, and Barry Darso. Oh, wait, sorry. And the one, the only, the famous, the longest running champion of all time, Bruno Sammartino. Wonder if Roman Reigns is going to break that. I doubt very much. 7th of October, 2007, WWE presented No Mercy on pay-per-view from the Allstate Arena in Chicago. The event was notable for containing a three WWE Championship matches. That's a record, apparently. The event began with Randy Orton being awarded the title after John Cena's pectoral injury prior to the event. Orton was then immediately defeated by the title. Wait, this is why you don't write in the morning, because you absolutely get tired and you should always spell check and grammar check all your things. Anyway, Orton was then immediately defeated for the title by Triple H. The game subsequently defended the title against Umaga before losing it back to Orton in a last man standing match in the same night. That is an unbelievable No Mercy pay-per-view on 2007. I'm going to put that down to watch. Apparently, I'm going to talk to Johnny here. I want to watch every single one from the very start all the way to where we are now. Maybe just the WrestleManias, but I've put a list together of every single pay-per-view that we could watch. And that is some content. That's unbelievable. I'm not sure I could get through it in my lifetime because there's going to be so many coming out, and they're like 3-4 hour events, sometimes 6 hour events. And that's just for WWE. I'm not even talking about WCW or AEW. Let's have a look at that. Maybe we'll get that content new. Maybe we won't. There's so much to do. There's so much breaking news. We are excited. We're going, boo! We're bullet training forward. Notable wrestling birthdays for the day is Aiden English, Caitlin, and Rhino. Moving on quickly to the last day, the last one of this week. It is the 8th of October, 2001. On a Raw episode in Indianapolis, Indiana, Stone Cold Steve Austin won his sixth and final WWE Championship by defeating Kurt Angle mere weeks after losing the bout to Angle at Unforgiven. Also on this episode, Booker T and Test lost the WCW Tag Team Champions to the Hardy Boys. And apparently, 8th of October, I'm sure there's some wrestling birthdays today. I'm not even sure, but I need to check my program, but I didn't even put them down. Let me run through quickly to see if I can find any birthdays on the 8th of October. Bear with me, everybody. Yeah, I'm just going to fill this with void of me just talking here to act like I know what I'm doing. All right, here we go. On this birthday, we have Kazuchika Okada and Ted DiBiase Jr. Wow, some big, big, big birthdays today. Well, not today, on the 8th of October. Wow, you know what? Doing these podcasts in the morning, not having Johnny here to make sure I keep my thoughts in line, on check, is unbelievable. He's back soon. We're going to get all we're going to get into it. We're excited. We had a little mini break. A few personal things have come up, not for the wrestling, but just in our personal lives, because we have lives outside of wrestling. You may think we don't, but we do. But we can't wait to maybe mid-October, we're going to start absolutely crushing. We're going to develop a few things. We're going to launch a few things. We've also been in touch with WrestleFX DXB to expand and understand what we're going to do more. So we are super excited. But that is not part of this podcast. This podcast is Curiosity Suplex a Cat. And remember, if you don't like what we say or what we do, go outside and touch some grass.